Welcome back to the number one podcast on the balcony. My name is Spencer. I'm in a movie.
My name is Matheson. I'm not in a movie.
And we have guitar maestro and Admiral Jordan, who you may have seen on stage playing guitar.
I'm Admiral Jackson.
And we're hanging out on the balcony. We've been in rehearsals. Mm-hmm. And it's been a great week.
I would say this is arguably the best rehearsals I've ever gone, honestly.
Best week ever, as VH1 would say.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Are there only two in there?
Wait, what'd you say?
Are there only two in there to start with?
Why don't you just reach down and to the box of Dezos and check yourself?
Because I thought my friend could help me out.
I'll help you out.
There's a mic right in front of my face, or else I would
Here
help.
You go.
Thank you.
Long story short, we got Jordan here staying at the balcony household. How does it feel?
Feels great here.
Does it?
Yeah.
I saw you working out on the balcony the other day. How did that feel?
I just needed to get something in.
Did it feel like, could you feel the magic of
balcony workout?
Well, the number one.
Oh.
Yeah.
The residual.
Could you feel the fame and the money just pouring onto you?
Did you find?
It's great.
What are those things called?
You guys just like left a bunch of $1,000 bills around here.
Silver dollars everywhere.
Yeah.
Sacagaweas.
Because we don't
need
them.
Are they still Sacagaweas?
Sacagaweas. Yeah. I thought it was gold dollars.
You guys are so white. It's Sacagawea.
Is it really?
Apparently, like.
What are you talking about?
Apparently, that's like the real pronunciation. Sacagawea.
Who told you that?
And Sacagawea is what some teacher in Wisconsin. Shout out Wisconsin. We'll be in Wisconsin. we'll be there. When you're listening to this, we'll be there tomorrow. So we get in on Monday. I think get in at 3:30. So I'll see you at the airport.
See you at the airport.
I really don't know.
Bring us some Chipotle.
A lot of Chipotle.
Shout out Spirit Airlines.
True.
So tonight, right after this podcast, we're going to watch your movie.
Yeah.
For the first time.
Yes, we are.
I'm all bullshit aside, I'm honestly really excited.
It's the number one movie on Netflix right now.
Thank you. It's the number one movie on Netflix. Not just in America, in the world.
Wow.
Number one.
It's crazy.
Afterlife of the Party. I'm just blown away by how much people love it. I knew people would like it, and I have high hopes, but I can't tell if that was because I was kind of biased. I just really didn't know. And then I woke up and I had a bunch of email chains that were just like, holy shit. Like we didn't, like it's a Netflix movie, so it'll be supported correctly, but people have to, you know, if people aren't connecting with it, it's like Spotify. Like if someone skips a song or like listens to 20 seconds and is like, eh, then it doesn't do well. They don't continue supporting it. But the watch time was so good that.
Oh, really? Great.
Yeah.
Oh, sick.
So.
Is this day 3 of it being out?
Yes.
Yeah.
No, day 2.
Day 2.
Yeah.
Oh.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Well, it came out like at midnight.
Midnight on Thursday.
On Thursday, yeah. But I was already asleep.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's day 2. Of it being out.
Do you have a favorite memory from filming it?
A lot of favorite memories. I think just going to South Africa.
Right.
Going to such a wild fucking place. And like even like the quarantine was really horrible and cool. It was just cool to like kind of like look outside and you could hear like birds that I've never fucking heard in my life and like kind of see like, you know, the mountains in the background and it was a forest, but I called it a jungle. And it was so much fun. Like even like watching this movie now, I'm like, oh man, I wish we were back in that like bubble, like all together and just, yeah, it was fantastic. Made some good friends from it.
How long were you in the friend bubble?
How long was I in South Africa?
No, like in like the quarantine.
How long have you had friends?
How long have you had friends? Are you saying you had to quarantine like before?
I had to quarantine by myself for 10 days.
By yourself?
A quarantine is
by
yourself, if you didn't know.
That makes sense.
Be with other people.
Not really. I guess kind of.
Yeah.
But like.
Like we could be stuck in this house together and there'd be 3 people quarantined.
That'd be funner than by yourself, I think.
True. That would be more fun.
Dude, come on. Chill.
Yeah.
All right, let's
play.
Hey,
did they have howler monkeys there? Seems like a random question, but did you hear him outside?
Of course.
Yeah, they're crazy.
Yeah, those are nuts.
We heard them in Costa Rica. And I literally the first night I was like,
we're dead.
What? Why is there? Why are there demons outside my house right
we're
now?
We're dead.
It's the chupacabra.
Oh, the chupacabra.
I seen a chupacabra. When I got back to it, turned back into the neighbor's dog.
Back in my days of being Admiral Jukes.
I seen a
whole swarm of chupacabras.
I like how each word just gets trails off.
I got the crazy eye. Listen, me and Admiral Jackson seen it.
Admiral Jackson.
The chupacabra.
Hey, let's play Mary Kill, Victoria Justice, or Midori.
Stop it.
You have to play.
Kill. I love both of them.
Well, they're both great.
It was crazy when, obviously, me and Victoria live here, but Midori was here filming a show for like 4 months, and we ended up hanging out like every other night. And obviously, you hung out with us too.
Yeah, that was fun.
It was so much fun. We had this like little like crew that we would go like to dinner and to parties all over town.
Her and I played Twister, which sounds
that was a great game.
Creepier than I meant it to sound. But we did play Twister.
No, you guys really did play Twister.
And I lost.
On Tommy Dorfman's patio.
Yeah. And I lost.
You did.
Twister seems like a hard, like, if you're shorter, it's harder, for sure.
She's shorter than me.
Oh, really? Yeah. Midori's like 5'5".
Just really far. Well, you're also inflexible, too.
Yeah.
That's a hard game, bro.
I'm not, Jeff. It's just not for me.
I'm just going to move that down the list of things that I'm going to be doing.
It's just is like... right foot red, just one thing over, and I'm like, fuck.
Are you guys
the first one? Yeah.
I didn't know it was gonna be this.
I feel like
colors.
I feel like it's not a fun game.
I think there's some sexual insinuations that go along with Twister. So.
Oh, like I think once you get past the age of what, like 15, it turns into a different game.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Oh, like Naked Twister. You guys weren't playing
Slippery
Twister.
No, we were just playing straight up Twister, and I did not do very well.
That was random. Like, it was like a party there. There's a bunch of random celebrities there.
It's a great house.
And it was a great house, and it was like kind of like a hang with drinks and food and stuff. And then in the back, there was just Twister there. And it was like, this is...
No board games.
Well, I'm wondering if it was like supposed to be sexual. Shout out Dezo, spiked coconut water. It's made with gluten-free vodka, all natural ingredients. Get respectfully wild with Dezo, sparkling superfruit water.
Are you more excited? Let's play Fuck, Marry, Kill.
Jesus.
Nick Jonas, Joe Jonas, Kevin Jonas. And whatever the bonus Kevin. Jonas is, you can throw him in there too.
What do you mean whatever? Frankie?
Yeah, Frankie. I can't remember. I can never remember his name for some reason. He's arguably
Are you talking
more
about Frankie's brothers?
Yes.
Frankie's brothers. Everybody on, because he's like really famous on TikTok.
Right.
For just being hilarious and like really sarcastic. And everybody's comments on like Nick Jonas's TikToks like, hey, are you Frankie's brother? And on Joe's. They're just like, oh my God, Frankie's brother, what's up?
I wonder if he'll
yeah,
be there.
He's, I don't know. Probably not. I just don't think so. I'm really fucking. Rehearsals just went so well, guys. Listening, the show is going to be incredible. I don't think we've ever gone this ham on a show. Also, I don't think that we've ever been this good individually, and then obviously collectively. But like, I was even talking to Jordan about this after rehearsal. We have all gotten way better. Like I was just like noticing, even Andrew, who plays keys, who doesn't really even practice, somehow mysteriously got better because he's a robot.
He's an actual robot
made from serum.
See, Andrew just, if I remember correctly, during quarantine, he basically just played classical music for like, just learned a bunch of classical stuff the whole time.
I think he played Zelda.
Oh, he certainly did some of that.
He did both of those things.
Yes.
And drank a bunch of weird cocktails that he made with fire.
They were great. They were fire.
Yeah. And then we have a show right after Summerfest at Kansas State.
Mm-hmm.
No idea to expect. If you're in Kansas, Manhattan, or anywhere in Kansas and want to drive, it's a free show at KSU. KSU, the birthplace of
Andrew Jackson.
Hey, really?
No, he's from Ohio, actually.
First name you thought of?
Yeah. Who would you? Admiral which Jonas would you like to hang out with the most?
Joe.
Admiral Jackson.
You know, I think that Joe like feels the most similar to me, and just the way that he just isn't really that serious about shit. You know,
I think he's the coolest one, personally.
I don't pick favorites because we're opening for them, Matheson. I like to be
I think they're all great.
I just think that like I
just
would
think Joe's better.
you know how someone's like, who do you like more, like about anything?
Yeah.
I based it on if I was at like an hour long lunch, who would I rather do it with? And it's always the right answer. And I don't mean do it have sex. I mean you know, enjoy a BLT with some dill pickle chips.
Like who would be your who would be your like ideal four dinner guests if you had to pick? They can be a dead or alive.
It should be alive because okay, dead's too alive. Crazy. Because mine's gonna be King Tut.
Yeah, I was gonna say Genghis Khan.
Oh, fucking. Yeah.
I can't okay. understand anything that's happening. Do you have a translator?
I would have Saddam Hussein too because I would want to be like
the second.
Like, what? What's happening, dog? Like, what's going on in here?
You really messed that one up.
Alive.
Yeah.
Alive.
Yeah.
Alive.
Alive.
Hello. He's alive. Alive is for sure Zac Efron.
Okay.
Monique. Dude, she's so fucking funny.
That's a great choice. Did not expect that at all.
I wish Bernie Mac was alive so bad.
That'd be a good one.
I wish. Okay, so Zac Efron, Monique. Nicolas Cage.
Really?
What do you mean, really? Could you fucking imagine eating a meal with him? What would he order? He would order like, can I have the steak, but just the skin of the steak? And a side of honey roasted peanuts.
What do you mean just the skin of the steak? It's not like a sweet potato. It's a steak.
He just looks at you like.
It's got hide.
You know what I mean. And I know you want me to say Liam Neeson, but I'm not going to say it because I want him to protect me. I don't want to eat a meal with him. I got these three people. I'm going to go with. Dude, I'm on the spot right now.
There's so many people to think about.
Well, there is, and I understand what you mean, but
like, well, I want to know what your strategy is for picking people. Like, are you just thinking
interesting
like,
and interesting, a mix between interesting and fun. So, I think Nicolas Cage is just like it's going to be the most interesting ass thing ever. Okay. I think Monique is the funnest, like funniest person ever, and Zac Efron I think sits somewhere in the middle.
Eye candy.
Yeah, just I'm just looking at him like, shit. All that ass and those cargo pants. I don't know, man.
Wearing cargo pants.
I guess I go Martin Lawrence.
See, you're going heavily for like the atmosphere. Like you want it to be a fun.
It's gonna be a vibe. Well, and then if you ask me like if I want to like have like a life-changing like mushroom dinner. Then my answer is different, but this is like let's get some Bombay Sapphire.
Yeah.
What about you, Jordan?
I feel like for like the comedy aspect, I would want Mrs. Pat.
Yeah.
Wasn't that her stuff?
Miss Pat.
It is Miss Pat?
I think so, yeah.
She's married.
Yeah, but her like name is Miss Pat. Like that's her comedy name.
Huh.
She is. That would be a great choice.
You can just choose that.
You can choose anything now,
I'm a
brother.
Mrs., but... I'm actually miss.
You can be whatever you want, dude.
For like sciencey stuff and for also maybe weird dry humor. Probably like Neil deGrasse Tyson.
So just Joe Rogan podcast guests.
He's also like a very popular scientist.
What else you got? Bill Burr.
Yeah, you know.
Bill Burr.
No.
Andrew Schultz.
Part of me, I don't think it would be a fun. Maybe she would be a fun hang. I don't know. But I really think Phoebe Bridgers would be cool to like talk to about like her writing process and things like that.
I think that'd be really cool. I think maybe.
But that crowd would be weird.
She'd be a little put off. She'd be like a little like.
Like a downer?
No. What's the word?
Like an upper?
What's the word when you like. When you're like. You're like. You think you're a little bit more knowledgeable than everybody? Like you're like a little.
Uppity? Elitist?
I guess
I don't know. I can't tell, man.
That's me being judgmental as shit. But I could see a little elite. I don't think that'd be a fun, but I think that'd be a knowledgeable guest. We're talking fun. You want Miss Pat, you want fucking...
I just thought how funny it would be to have Jason Momoa, because literally every time I leave the house, I get, hey, what are you doing?
You look like Jason Momoa?
No, I don't get that. Why would you say that?
You look like... You look like if Jason Momoa...
Shopped at JCPenney's.
You look like if...
Oh, come on.
You look like if Jason Momoa... was locked in a basement.
Jesus.
I look like if Zac Efron was drowned.
I really want you to edit what you said about my thing. You look like Jason Momoa if he was way cooler and...
I'm kidding. I think you look great, dude. Kidding.
Thanks, man.
You guys are both handsome fellas.
Dude, we're talking over here. <I'm just kidding. laughs> So those are four weird people to be in a room together, but...
Wait, who's your fourth? Oh, Moa.
Yeah.
Who's your third?
Moa.
Oh, Moa.
His third was...
Rocky Balboa.
His third was... Yeah, Miss Pat.
Yeah. Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Neil deGrasse Tyson and
Phoebe Bridgers.
Oh, right.
But that's like a weird. That's like, a I'd weird like to have Julian. Dinner. I'd like to have Julian Lodge like to listen to like.
No. I liked your four. I like Momoa on there.
Like, let's just keep going. It's like it's having a Thanksgiving.
Just have a fucking full feast.
Because I think of it also as like you take out your phone and you do like a video of all of them. How crazy is it going to be if you see Martin Lawrence, Monique, Nicolas Cage, and Zac Efron just like looking at my phone? Like, it's just those are two weird.
Yeah.
Paris, what's yours, Matheson?
Obama, probably.
It's a good and one. Joe Biden.
Who's that?
He doesn't know where he is. Joe Biden.
Yeah,
and
Joe
Donald
Biden
Trump.
Just to test him to see if he knows literally anything.
Donald Trump's there.
What color is this? He just falls asleep.
Hey, that's my president.
Sorry.
It's your president too. You voted for him.
I did vote for him.
Anyway,
probably Obama, maybe Questlove.
Yeah.
Probably Stevie.
Yeah.
And maybe
that'd be great.
Bruno.
Yeah,
just
dude.
Round it out.
And I like how there's Obama's no white guys in there. Give me a high five for real.
You're not even allowed in there.
Yeah. Guys, can I come? Am I? Can I come?
No. Bruno Mars like no.
Keep bringing this food, man.
Stevie's facing the wall.
He's like the guy in the elevator. He's looking in the corner. Just everybody else is doing it.
Do you
no
remember
reason.
That prank?
Yeah.
I love great. I still do that sometimes.
It's so funny.
When the elevator door opens and you're just standing in the corner, it's
the best
the
is when you
shit
do
ever.
The whole ride and there's nobody else that comes in. So then you just get to the next floor and you're like, oh, well, yeah. All right.
I just did that
for literally by myself for this whole time. Do you guys ever see the girl, I don't remember what country this was in, but like they were pranking people in an elevator. And so they like made this secret hatch in the elevator.
I have seen that, yeah.
And there's like a creepy girl that's just like wearing like a nightgown, like a little girl. And like they would put the people in the elevator. I don't remember if the elevator actually worked or not, but it would like act like it was moving and the lights would shut off. And then all of a sudden this girl would climb out of this hatch. And just it would just be one person, and then this girl in the and the lights would turn back on, and she'd just be there.
The people like, scream,
and then lights would fly. Yeah, they'd be like really freaked out and weird.
That would
weird
fucking freak me the you fuck would out. It. Oh my god!
I mean, that would ruin me.
But then the lights turn back. That. Lights turn back off, and then they turned on one more time, and she was like closer to them, and then she just screamed at the top of her lungs.
Was she actually a little girl?
Yeah,
like actor.
Yeah, yeah.
It was Michaela Grace,
dude. I don't know how she made Grace. Like they must have not shown the one where like somebody just whooped her, dude. Because if I saw it as like some girl,
I would have definitely like I would definitely
I think
like,
just like
push her
yeah intuitively
wall,
yeah. would just
like,
do
kick
that.
Her.
Like there was just people cowering in the corners. Like what are these people?
You seen that video of the guy that's hiding in a trash can?
Oh my god!
He just gets depped in the
face. Immediately. Just pick the wrong guy.
There's a guy called. What city did we go? To in Arkansas? No, we didn't. We went to Little Rock. It was like one of our first shows together.
Right.
There's this guy called the Little Rock Bushman. And he dresses up like in like those like army, whatever those things are called. Gurney. What are they called?
Oh, the ghillie suits?
The ghillie suit.
Yeah.
Oh.
And he sits in a plant and it looks like he's a plant. He sits in a pot. And he's like really famous on TikTok because people walk by and he goes, ah! And people drop, like, throw their drinks. But he's like famous. So when he does it, people are like, I know it was you. It's a good prank.
It seems kind of mean.
The one that always got me was there'd be people in parking garages and someone would dress their dog up in a spider costume. And then the dog would come around the corner and then people would be like, oh my!
It's a massive spider coming out.
Can automatically dip the other way.
Hey guys, let's be honest. Summer is here. What do you need more than Spike Superfruit Water? Well, luckily, we got you covered. Dezo. Dezo is the official drink of Wynn's Lunch. It's not just your average Spike Seltzer. Like I said, it's a Spiked Superfruit Water. All these companies focus on minimizing the impact, like low calories, low carbs, but Dezo provides you with health benefits like electrolytes, vitamins, just to name a few. With Dezo, you know exactly what you're putting in your body. Get respectfully wild with Dezo this summer. Also, if you want free stuff, as always, head to thefutureofdrinking.com and then click sign up for early access. All you have to put is your name, your Instagram handle, and of course, your referral, Wynn's Lunch Podcast. Must be 21 plus. Dezo, the official drink of Wynn's Lunch. Hey guys, this episode is brought to you by our new sponsor, Liquid IV. Liquid IV is a hydration multiplier. Okay, what does that mean? Let me explain to you what it means. Liquid IV is a non-GMO electrolyte drink mix that utilizes breakthrough science of cellular transport technology. Wow. To deliver hydration and other key nutrients into your bloodstream faster and more efficiently than water alone. I actually love Liquid IV so much that I reached out to them. Talk about never having a hangover again. Talk about feeling wildly hydrated all the time. Liquid IV also doesn't have all that sugar and BS you find in other sports drinks. Use code WINSLUNCHPOD to get 25% off and free shipping. Once again, that's code WINSLUNCHPOD. Liquid IV, get into it. Jordan, if you had a bar, this is a question that we ask a lot of people on this podcast, but if you had a bar, what would, money's not an issue, what's the theme of the bar and like what is it called? And what's like the
does it have to be one theme? There was
no it's not your necessarily
bar. Dude, honestly, I would probably still do like a Lord of the Rings theme. I don't know why. I love that.
You'd have a large,
you'd have like different like floors and have like
the drinks would be named after
like, you know, Hobbiton or whatever, like on a floor.
Is that that has to exist? If not, that's a great
would
idea.
Be Mount Doom.
Yeah,
there's like a theme bar in LA that was doing like Game of Thrones stuff when that was popular.
Yeah, big thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Never seen 1 minute of that show.
Dude, it's so good. I'm just like ending. Yeah, sucked.
I know, but it's one of those things that and I feel this way about Marvel. I feel this way about Ted Lasso, and I'm gonna change, this is where I'm gonna break the habit. But if something is so fucking hyped up, like so hyped up, I'm out.
Really?
Yeah, because I'm like, I just get weird about it. And I every time I'm wrong, because like Parasite was so hyped up. And I really didn't want to watch it. Really didn't want to watch it. The stupid American in me was like, oh, I don't want to watch subtitles. One of my favorite movies I've seen.
There's a difference between being like hyped up and like lasting 8 seasons and people being like enthralled
Dude, that,
by it.
That's true. But the show is also just like the only thing anybody talked about for like a couple of years. And yeah. I could see how people could be that way about Friends and The Office, even though I love both those shows. I could see how people would be like that.
Right.
Being that way about Game of Thrones and Marvel, the theme park of movies.
Have you not seen like a lot of the Marvel stuff?
I'd say a couple. I just know what's gonna happen.
Seen,
man,
like Iron Man.
Iron Man is the one that sticks out to me.
Yeah, that's good.
Like I can Thor watch, I can watch all of them. I just don't really care.
Right.
Like I like it's Captain like America kinda, but I'm just like, okay, here we go.
Yeah. See, but that's
when I like Iron Man because of RDJ. Yeah, like, I like it because he's like sassy and hilarious.
Yeah,
don't necessarily love.
I feel like when I go to watch a movie, which I never, like, I don't watch a whole lot of movies, but when I do, I want it to be like exciting and fun and like,
sure.
And like, or like
Jumanji.
Jumanji was great.
It's a very exciting movie.
Yeah,
I agree.
It's actually a really great movie.
I really agree.
The second one's great too. The third one's going to be.
Oh, Caden's here.
Caden. I'll let him in. Yeah, I feel that
I
way about
the door. Is that bad? He's not gonna be able to get in.
Yeah, it's bad. You should unlock it. You like locking doors, don't you?
Yeah.
I keep my shit unlocked. 247.
Come to this this address.
I definitely feel that I watch a shit ton of movies. And I don't watch movies like all at once.
Yeah.
Like I probably watch, you know, 25 minutes on a treadmill and then 15 minutes like while I'm eating breakfast and then nothing the rest of the day. And the next day I pick it back up at the gym, watch 10 more minutes. Like it takes me like sometimes 4 days to watch a movie, which is really, really wild.
Yeah, I watch, I do that exact kind of thing too, where it's, I'll like watch 40 minutes. I'm like, all right, that was cool. And I go do a thing and then I'll watch the next another 20 minutes like sitting there. Well, you know, I get what you're saying. Yeah.
Well, I like to do that too. Like I like watching a full movie and like with popcorn, like the whole shit popcorn. Like we're about to do.
Yeah.
But I also enjoy watching it in parts like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've only recently started doing that where like I split it up because
it's fun.
I'll do like with this like fitness thing that I'm doing. There's like, sometimes like a 45 minute just like bike ride and I'm not like a stationary bike ride and that's like the perfect time.
Like high intensity or like,
no, you like zone two. You're just like, your heart rate's like 145. Oh, then
you have to watch something for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have to like, I mean, that's why I do that on the treadmill on the Stairmaster. Like,
right.
Even though it's kind of hard for 30 minutes, like watching something.
Right.
It gets you through Troy. Let me just tell you.
Yeah. You just, yeah.
I just watched it for the first time ever.
Great.
There's a couple of scenes where I, what's my sexuality? Because
Because Brad Pitt's the most beautiful thing ever.
Fucking shape.
Yeah, just crazy shape.
Like, dude, just it's I can't 36
in that movie. Too,
I know he is.
Like that movie and Fight Club are like the two that are like crazy.
I'm just like, yeah. Brad Pitt is one of those dudes who like a lot of dudes like peak in their like mid to late 20s. Like, you know, like,
yeah.
He peaked in like his late 30s.
Oh,
like he's still peaking.
Well, he just didn't wasn't Once Upon a Time in Hollywood his first Oscar? I think it was.
I don't know, but I liked that movie a lot. A lot of people didn't like it, and I liked it.
I thought it was great. I'm just saying for him, like he's got to be late 40s now.
Oh, dude, no, Brad Pitt's 50.
Is he? Yeah. And just winning his first Oscar. So he looks still. Looks
I
want to
look like that when I'm
50. I know,
dude. He's a freak of nature.
I've been reading the Iliad again.
Really?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. What a fucking hell of a book to start reading.
It is. Yeah. I read it once before. It's one of those books that like, it's actually a history. So like, there'll be just pages of just names in like battles that happen.
Sure.
But like, I'm forgetting his character right now. What is it?
Achilles.
Achilles. Yeah. I want to say Apollo, but it's obviously not that. Achilles, yeah. Like when they talk about him in the book, I'm like literally picturing Brad Pitt.
Oh yeah, he is literally Achilles.
Right.
They can't really recast. I mean, they will recast.
It's funny because sometimes he'll have in his voiceover stuff in Troy. I noticed Brad Pitt was talking like this, like very like godly, and then in his scenes he was just kind of like talking like this, like just like a regular person. I will say it's a great movie. I really enjoyed it. Everybody looks beautiful in it. Everybody's shredded. It was like a $200 million budget. All this stuff. It's pretty whitewashed.
Oh, yeah.
It's just a bunch of fucking really white people.
I mean, it's just like Blockbuster City. Yeah. Like,
but why is that? I'm happy that's not Blockbuster anymore. Just like,
back then it was just
people.
Right, yeah.
Let's cast fucking pretty every.
Speaking of people like Brad Pitt's voice being different, I always noticed this. Matthew McConaughey will just do Matthew McConaughey literally no matter what the role is.
Yeah.
You're from actually Mars. You don't speak English. And he just like does the same thing.
Here are three actors that transcend that. Doesn't fucking matter. People aren't going to see. They aren't going to see you for like trying to like blend into a part.
Right.
Liam Neeson. Always an Irish guy. Just a little bit Irish.
Yeah.
Matthew McConaughey. Arnold Schwarzenegger. Doesn't matter.
Keanu Reeves.
Oh, yeah. Probably Keanu Reeves, too.
He's American, right?
Yeah, but he doesn't say anything ever. But
he just, like, is himself.
I know, but I'm talking about, like, accents that just, like, they're not really explained.
Oh,
they're
okay.
Just, like, like, Jingle All the Way, he's just super Austrian.
Right.
And no one says anything. Every one of his movies.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
Every one of Arnold Schwarzenegger's movies are just, like, we'll accept this because it's Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I felt like...
And Matthew McConaughey, right, he's just... It's always like this.
Did you see the Gentleman that movie that he was just in.
I didn't see it.
It was like a, it was really good, like kind of mob movie.
Mm.
But it's based in England, and literally every single person is British or like something like that.
He's just not.
And then they just were like, I guess he's not gonna be.
It's like fucking. And then, well, I'd rather that than their accent be just.
True.
Daniel Craig and Knives Out. Oh, get on there.
Let's go. We'll
down
see
on the sun. It was so bad.
You saw the movie.
Dog, Daniel Craig, who's like the most British motherfucker ever,
yeah.
tries to do like a southern, like, yeah, like yeah. deep south prospector, and it's really horrible.
Yeah. I saw it.
It's a good movie.
Yeah, it's a good movie.
There's some weird shit about it.
Yeah.
The Chris Evans shit's kind of weird. I feel like he didn't fit in the movie.
No, he didn't.
Right?
He's like, he's honestly like too big of a, like a, like he's not too big of a star for that cast, but he, just like for that role, he was.
I didn't like Chris Evans in Knives Out. I'm just realizing.
He wasn't a good like
asshole
character.
You're thinking Captain
like
America
that.
When you're watching.
You're thinking like Goody Two Shoes guy.
I know he was like bad, but I kind of still liked him.
Right.
Exactly.
I shouldn't like him. Ana de Armas though. It's over with Affleck. Yeah, you got your chance.
I know. Now's my chance.
Just got texting Halsey.
I just got to find her.
I think our first podcast that we did.
We did.
You were talking about this.
Oh, it's my love affair will never end.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. I mean, she's. Have you seen her?
she's gonna be the Bond girl.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Who's James Bond? Out for 3 years.
It's still
now.
No, like the newest one.
You see, they're releasing it for
Daniel
one day
Craig?
Only.
Yeah,
he's way too old for her.
No, I'm saying like, oh yeah.
Who's James Bond now?
Daniel Craig for the next movie movie that's coming out. October
but after that, there's a black guy, yeah.
Might be Idris Elba, yeah. I'm not sure yet.
Oh, he'd be great, James Bond.
Yeah.
I thought there was gonna be like a female.
He's a handsome ass guy.
Oh, really?
I don't know. It's just what I heard.
He's fucking so good looking.
Oh,
oh
my
man. Lord.
Do you know who?
Even as Charles Minor.
How old is he?
He's in his 50s, probably. I would
he's
assume.
Probably 50. Yeah. Yeah, I would say that.
He's got that good salt and pepper.
Oh, man.
Quality.
Yeah.
Really goes well on meat.
It just... Yeah.
Steak.
The seasoning.
Yes, the seasoning.
I thought you were getting, like, oddly sexual.
Oh, sorry.
Jordan, I don't think we covered this in the last podcast, but me and Matheson last week went to the Magic Castle.
Oh, mm-hmm. Dude, it was so fucking cool.
It was fucking wild.
Was there magic?
I mean, there's magic to be had. So we arrived. One of my friends is a magician there, and he invited us. And of course, I was like, definitely. Yeah. I've always wanted to go there. If you don't know what the Magic Castle is, it's like prestigious, literal castle in Hollywood in the hills that they do like a bunch of weird, like secret magic shows in. And we show up, and he said, yeah, it's like dress attire. So, like, you know, wear like a jacket and a tie. So we showed up. And
thanks.
we had like, I had like a full suit on, but I had a shirt, no tie. And you had like a suit jacket, you know,
yeah,
a button up shirt. And he's like, you gentlemen got a tie? As we're going in, we're like, no. He said, we can't let you in. And I was like, cause usually when they say dress, it's like, you can just look nicer.
Right.
Not the Magic Castle. So we walked a few blocks down to Marshall's, bought matching ties, dodged a couple crackheads and we got back.
That's true.
We get in.
Not getting this tie.
And we check in, and then there's a bookshelf. What do we have to say to the bookshelf? Open Sesame.
Open Sesame.
Mm. Say Open Sesame. The bookshelf.
They tell you what to say?
Yeah. They said, they said you're going to need to say Open Sesame to get in. It opens up into this like wonderful like 1940s like bar. There's like a center bar.
And speakeasy kind of
It's a speakeasy,
thing.
Yeah. And there's like, and then another bookshelf open. That's where we saw our comedy show.
Oh, wow.
And we got a couple of old fashions, and then we were the last people to get in the...
I know, that was so
funny.
Thing,
and we had like reserve seats, and everybody's like, oh, the reserve people are coming in last.
That's funny.
Yeah, it was pretty funny, but it was just magic's real. Magic's real. I don't care.
That was such a blast, and
yeah.
Your friend Adam was such a treat, and
Adam Wiley.
He's
going to come on here. He's going to do magic for us.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, sick.
Yeah, he's... I don't understand. He'll have a deck of cards. You'll say something. He'll look through the deck and say, I don't see it. He'll reach in his wallet, open up a pouch, and it'll be in there. It's just, I don't.
He was very good at like,
that makes sense.
His tricks had like tiers to them. So he would like do the first thing, and then I would
be
like,
it'd be wrong.
Yeah, and I'd be like, okay, I can see And then I was like, okay, that's not the trick. And then there'd be one, the next thing would happen, and I would be like, I think I saw that. And then you'd figure out that that's not the
trick. And then
he'd
make a deck of cards up here. And
then, like, yeah, then, like, the third part was, like, this fucking fucked up thing that nobody saw coming, and we just, like,
God, do you remember when he made a deck of cards, like, he was sitting in a room full of people. He made it appear under something, and me and Matheson were, our jaws actually hit the floor. It wasn't just like, oh, it's crazy, dude. It was like,
your mind just couldn't figure it out.
Like, you should have seen this shit.
Yeah.
It's wild. It was the wildest shit we've ever seen.
It was really, actually hard to comprehend when it happened.
Yeah, right. I haven't felt that
sensation
like ever really.
Yeah.
And I was just like, what the fuck just happened? What?
It was really not okay.
And the bartender magician was great.
Oh, yeah.
It was such a fun night.
So everybody was just a magician there?
Yeah, like the bartender was literally like serving drinks and then kind of slowed up. He didn't have anybody buying drinks. And he goes, all right. And he starts to have another, he just starts to do a show.
Wow.
Yeah.
Just made your bill appear.
Well, that's twice as much as it's supposed to be.
And your bill is double.
All right, there you go. Not my fault.
You're like, well, all right.
Right, I added my own tip on there. Here we go.
Just the tip.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Well, we're gonna watch. We're gonna go watch Spencer's movie.
Yeah,
Afterlife of the Party.
Let's go watch Afterlife of the Party,
which is number one on Netflix.
It is number one
in the world. Which is really fucking not. That's
it's really crazy.
Actually crazy. Like
pretty fucking.
Congrats, brother.
Thanks, dude.
Seriously, that's really fucking wild.
If you haven't, go watch it. Oh, go listen to the soundtrack too.
You wrote most of the stuff.
Support. Yeah, all of it actually. So yeah, most all.
Okay.
I wrote
it right.
Yeah. check us out in Milwaukee. Summerfest.
We'll be at Mill One Runny early next
for the
year.
Jonas Brothers.
So be ready for that.
Mill Joggy.
Mill Joggy.
We're gonna be if you're in Kansas, come to the show.
If you're anywhere near Kansas State,
if you're fucking anywhere near, there's girls driving from Denver, and I'm like, hey, that's a far away
college show, maybe.
But you know what? It'll be fun.
Yeah,
have a good time.
Hopefully, some people listening are coming to the Troubadour. Which you already missed the bus. But
we were at the Troubadour last night. We saw I took Caden to the Troubadour and we saw Lainey, and it was
got you hyped.
Yeah, it got me really hyped.
Yeah,
it was just like cool to feel the venue and be in there and plan more. I even saw Jordan later that night, and I was like, yep, it's time. We got to start. It's time to start working on it.
Yeah,
it is, because it takes it. It's not just like, yeah, we'll show up and play. Like, it's like, these shows take so much planning.
Well, like, why would you ever want to half-ass a sold-out show?
Right. Yeah. I like to, like, I think that's what makes, like, our show more special than most people's, is that we, like, really think about it. It's not just, like, kind of showing up and playing a set and it being really good. I think we put, like, a lot of, even, like, the set design and, like, everything.
Right.
Like, the intros and the outros and
transitions and
all that shit. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I think that's what makes it special, and that's what, but I saw that last night, and the crowd was hype. It was sold out, and ours of course is sold out, and it just felt so. I walked in, the first thing I saw was my sold out poster on the wall, and I was just like, this is gonna be a good fucking night.
Hey, can I take this, because I want this?
Yeah, it's gonna be incredible. I'm really excited. I might do a ticket giveaway for the Troubadour. So if you're in Los Angeles area or not, if you want to fly in for the show, I'm going to do a ticket giveaway. Not sure what I'm going to do yet. I just came up with that idea about 30 seconds ago.
Do it on the podcast. So you have to watch every episode.
Yeah. If you're a Wins Lunch listener, you can get, you for sure can get in.
If those are the keyword. The keyword today is taco. So
keyword today is Mill Joggy.
Mill Joggy.
Come to Milwaukee, come to Summerfest, come to KSU.
Yep.
We're going to do it. We're going to do it. Definitely a live Wins Lunch from Summerfest.
Oh, 1,000,000%.
Featuring Joe Jonas.
Yeah, we're going to do it
on stage
as the Jonas Brothers are playing. Welcome back to Gwen's Lunch.
For our set, it's Joe.
Yuck.
That's the song that you picked.
That song is good.
That's a good song.
This is an SOS.
Do we still have
a talent show in college? Yeah, anyways.
Wow.
There is this phone. Sorry. There is this, like, this is really back in the day, but like it's probably in like seventh grade, and there's this phone line that you could call. I forget exactly what it was, but you were like just like you were just like paired with random people and you just talked. And it was all like kids, like teenagers, and
it's like chat roulette but phone.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I would get paired with people and I was so nervous, but I would sing like Love Bug by the Jonas Brothers on acoustic guitar. And everybody's like, oh my God, you sound just like Nick Jonas.
Nice.
That was actually the first song I sang Love Bug in a talent show. Holy shit, now we're opening for them. Life's pretty fucking good. Good, right?
Full circle.
Life's pretty good. We're out here. Go watch Afterlife of the Party. Sorry.
Just like we're about to do.
All right. The final question. Let's give one word to describe our day.
My day was sleepy, but not in a bad way. We rehearsed. We had a podcast. We're going to watch this movie. We had a great workout earlier, but our rehearsals have been intense.
Yeah,
so
we've been so tired.
That's my word is sleepy.
Lazy is not the right word, but mm-hmm. I definitely had a couple hours of that.
That's the thing is like you felt real lazy, but we still had to do stuff.
Yeah. I mean, we got up, worked out. We did things that we needed to do. I'm going to say exciting because I'm about to watch this movie and it's going to be great.
It's good. It's a good, this like half of the year is going to be pretty.
Oh yeah. We got so much coming up.
The rest of 2021 is poop city.
We don't really have a break, which is great. Yeah.
Poop city.
Poop city t-shirts.
I'm going to go with, I hope someone brings me a poop city t-shirt. I'm going to go with recuperating.
That's the word I wanted. But
you should have went with high.
Yeah, that was
I ran into you earlier and you were a shell of a human.
I was feeling that was like that's honestly what was part of it, though, is that I was just playing drums and I was stoned and just I wasn't thinking about literally anything. I was I'm just gonna play and not like worry about stuff, and then we're here and we're gonna just hang with friends and watch movies. It's gonna be nice.
It's gonna be fantastic.
All right, here we go, Jordan. 3, 2, 1. When's lunch?
It's going to be noon Mars time.
What time?
Mars time.
When's lunch?
You heard it here first. Good luck.
Drink Dezo.
I don't know why I'm clapping. See you guys. When's lunch? When's lunch? When's lunch? Oh, no.